This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. Hopefully we're going to try to finish the first daf, which is daf Dalet. And we're continuing on in explaining the Ramah. The Ramah said you should not be embarrassed from anybody who mocks you in Avodas Hashem. We said the flow of the Ramah was that if a person really focuses on Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, and he gains the midah of busha, so then that might engender busha, perhaps in inappropriate circumstances. So the Ramah says, don't be embarrassed from people. We're up to Sivkat and Hey. V'al kopanim lo yiskoit et imam. Don't be embarrassed. Do your thing, but don't fight with them. Mipnei shemidas ha'azus maguna ma'id. Because the midah of brazenness is very disparaging, is very lowly. Vein roy lehishtamish mimena klal. It is not fit to use it at all. Afilu ba'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, the midah of azos is a very debased midah. And it should not even be used and measured out in an appropriate time. Ki yikne kinyan benavsha liyas az. Because you'll acquire that characteristic to be bold, to be a mechutzuf. Afilu shaloi b'makam avodas Yisbarach. Even not in the right circumstance, even not in a situation of Avodas Hashem, v'ayin b'bir halacha, look in the bir halacha. So let's take a look at the bir halacha. The bir halacha says, look in the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Beis Yosef. In other words, these comments that don't fight with people who mock you in Avodas Hashem, they come from the Beis Yosef. Says the bir halacha, da, you should know. Da Beis Yosef loy ayri kiyim b'mitzvah shu oysa la'atzmai. You know when you shouldn't fight with someone who's mocking you? When this is a mitzvah that is relevant to you yourself. And people mock you. Then, certainly you should not pay attention at all to their mockery. And don't fight with them. Somebody is mocking you. Hey, you daven along. Shmaina Esrei, are you a frumi? Why are you being so zahir? So then, don't pay attention to them. Don't slacken off. And on the other hand, don't fight with them. However, if these are apikarsim and heretics and they're trying to uproot mitzvah observance in general, aval, if you're in a place where they're heretics, that rise up against the Torah, and they want to make new changes in the city. They want to change Jewish education. They want to change morals. And by doing so, they're going to be removing people from the will of God. And you made an attempt to deal with them in a peaceful way. And they don't want to listen to you. So you can't really just sort of mind your own business and do your own thing, because they're coming in a full assault to uproot religion. But in such a circumstance, the Beis Yosef is not talking about such a case. In such a case, you got to fight them. It's a mitzvah to hate them. And to quarrel with them. And to nullify their plot. In whatever way you can. King David said, Hashem esna. Behold, those who hate you, God, I hate. Uvis kaimimecha, those who stand up against you, eskoitat, I quarrel. Tachlis sinah sinesim, the epitome of hatred, I hate them. So in other words, there are circumstances that call for azus. As Yehuda ben Tema said, havi az kanomer. So even though the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't want to use it, even in the service of Hashem, lest you acquire azus in an inappropriate situation, under these circumstances where it's not just against your personal avodas Hashem, but against avodas Hashem in general, then you need to take a more oppositional stance. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Vav, don't pay attention to people who mock you. What if, like this, you're standing among great people, you're sitting next to Gedolim, and they're at a wedding, and what are they doing at the chuppah? We don't know exactly. Some of they're learning, they're thinking and learning. But you want to take out a sefer. Now, should you do that? On the one hand, maybe it's not derech eretz. Who are you? You're going to learn in the presence of greater people. And on the other hand, every person has their own personal accounting that they have to make. And if a person has the opportunity to learn, then learn. The person sitting next to me, he's greater than me, he's not. You know, Maybe he needs a break. I don't know what his cheshbon is. In other words, can a person perform mitzvahs in the presence of people who are greater than them? It says the Mishnah Berurah, v'cheinim hu adam beinoni. Let's say you're an average guy. Oimed b'makam gedolim, standing in the presence of great people. Lo yizbayesh mehem, do not be ashamed of them. Lilmoid, to learn. V'lasos ha-mitzvah, and to do a mitzvah. Now, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with something called yuhara. Yuhara is there certain practices that are arrogant. Now, the way I understand is as follows. To act in accordance with a stringency, a chumrah, which is not halachically required, but it's sort of an extra legal practice, you should not do in front of people who are greater than you, because it's not derech eretz. Yeah, but I want to be machmir. Good for you. But guess what? Derech eretz supersedes your chumrah. However, if we're not dealing with a chumrah, we're dealing with a mitzvah. Limud ha-Torah is not a chumrah. It's not a chumrah to learn. It's an obligation. So then you got to do what you got to do. Now, nobody said at the chuppah, you should take out, huge shas, and in front of the guy, the Gadol B'Yisrael, take out this massive shas. You could also take out a pocket sefer. You don't have to rub it in his face, you know. But you could take out a sheet and learn. When it comes to a mitzvah, there's no yuhara. We don't apply gaiva to a mitzvah. We do apply it to a chumrah. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, achim efshir loy lasos ha-mitzvah shloy b'fneihem. Nobody said you should sit right next to this gadol and learn. So sit the row behind. Sit in the corner. If you could do it not in front of him, toiv yoyser is better. Now this is very important. Many people, they like to do things privately because, you know, out of modesty or matan b'seser, to give tzedakah privately, Chavetz Chaim says, he is quoting the Prima Gadim, that in front of average people, let's say umiyu, b'fnei beinonim, before other regular people, sheyilmadu mimenu, that they could learn from you. Yesh loimar, you can make the case, tov yoyser lasas b'fnei, it's better to do it in front of them. Sheyilmadu mimenu, they'll learn from you. Lasas kamaseyu, to do like your actions. Your kavanah should be l'shem shemayim, v'loy l'sbar chalila, not to be arrogant and not to show off. So in other words, in a situation where you're among average people, you should dafka do mitzvahs in front of them. Don't hide it. Rav Moshe writes in the Darash Moshe, then our generation, you can't afford to be a closet tzaddik. It's not right. The generation needs you too much for other people to learn from. So if there's an appeal, don't be the guy who gives matan b'seser. You be the guy who calls out, Ployni, Almoyni is giving $500. Yeah, but I want to give matan b'seser. Yeah, no one's stopping you from giving another $2,000 secretly. But the basic mitzvah, you should, in our generation, you should try to do in front of other people. Let's do one Mishnah Berurah and then we'll hold. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurahs on this. Let's see. Siv Katan Zayin. Gam b'hatznei aleches. The Rama says that even when you're in modesty and you're lying on your bed, realize before whom you're lying. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a neloimar. Af b'shashu b'veis b'atznei, even though you're in your home, in privacy, gam kein yia lechtoi im Hashem eleikav. Hatznei aleches, even when you're b'tzina, Hatznei aleches im Hashem eleikav. Even when you're b'tzina, you should walk with God, k'moshu m'sayim b'holich, as the Rama concludes. Now, Sif Katan Ches bizrizus. The Rama says you should get up with energy right away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lav dafka. No, not immediately. Eli yisha ma'at. When you wake up, you should wait a little bit. V'lo yamay pisim. Don't get up suddenly. Kizeh mazik laguf. To open your eyes and jump out of bed, that's not healthy. You stay there a bit, and then you get up right away. I think doctors even say to immediately jump out, maybe it's not good for the blood pressure. Anyway, toiv loimar tekef bekumai, it is correct, it is good to say as soon as you get up, maida ani lefanecha, I thank you, Hashem, I am grateful before you, melechai v'kayam, living and enduring king, shehechazarta bi nishmasi, that you returned my soul, bechemla, with mercy, pause after bechemla, Rabba emuna secha. Not like they taught you in kindergarten. Bechemla rabba emuna secha. No, whatever they taught you, you gotta, you know, remove that and start again. It's bechemla. Bechemla. Pause. with mercy. Rabba emunasecha, great God is your faith. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tevas bechemla yia be'esnachta. The word bechemla should be with a esnachta, a pause. V'rabba emunasecha, and great is your faith, b'li hefsik, without any interruption. V'hu min ha'kosov, this comes from the Pasuk in Echa, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Chado shimla bekarim, rabba emunasecha. What does that mean, great is your faith? Sha'kadosh baruch hu mekayim emunasei. God maintains His faithfulness. We give Him our soul, and He is faithful to return it to us. Lahachzir neshamos hamufgadim abayker, to return our souls that are deposited by Him. In the evening, He returns it in the morning. Now, what about the fact that I didn't wash my hands yet? Am I allowed to praise Hashem? Ein tzarich lezenet tilos yadayim. You don't need to wash your hands to say moida ani. Va'afim yadav metunafis, even if your hands are dirty. Ki ein mazker b'zeh hanusach, because in this text, we do not mention loy shame, not God's name, v'loy kinoi, not a reference to Him. Umikal makam, nevertheless, lilmoid, to learn, nira da'asar kadim shenato yadav, it would seem it is prohibited before you wash your hands. And anyway, it's also to learn before Berchas HaTorah, uvelav hachi asar kaidem Berchas HaTorah, ayin le'el soif sivkatan beiz. We're just going to read the Mechaber Sif Beiz, and then we'll hold it. Hamashkim lehischanin lifnei bayri. If you're a kind of guy, you wake up in the middle of the night to plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know you're out there. You know, you get up 4 in the morning, 2 in the morning to plead with Hashem. Then the best, most opportune times are the changing of the guards. We know the night has 3 watches of heavenly angels. After 4 hours, after 8 hours, at the end of the night, yichavin, you should direct yourself, la'sha'is, for the hours, shemeshtanois hamishmaris, that the heavenly angels change their guard, shehim shlish ha'layla, a third of the night, ulasoif shnei shlish ha'layla, 2/3 of the night, ulasoif ha'layla, and at the end of the night, shehatfila sheyispala ba'isan ha'sha'is, because the prayer that you pray during those hours, ala churban, for the destruction, v'ala golos, and for the exile, ritsuya, is very accepted and a favorable time. Now, in terms of scheduling next week's going to be a little bit tough. What we're going to try to do is, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, Monday, we're going to try to do 2 sessions. Then we'll try one on Tuesday and Wednesday. In this way, to have 4 days Chol HaMoed, it might be tough. So we're going to send out the timing. It will either be 9 or 9:30 for Chol HaMoed. We'll send it out. Baruch Hashem, we finished the first blat. Wishing everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, Agut Yom Tov. Thank you for coming. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.